This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about all the ways that we can serve as stewards. And I was recently told a story about a lady who works at one of Chicago's local train stations. And of course, there's the booth and then there's the turnstile. And this woman seems to, during rush hour times, will leave her booth intentionally and will come out to the turnstile to greet the passengers, whether she's making an effort to help expedite their, you know, train experience and making sure they make the train, or asking about a newborn baby that was born a couple of months ago. I mean, she makes it an effort to know and learn her passengers and then check in with them from time to time. And the person spoke so highly of her, it just reminds me of how we can take our everyday job or role, if you will, in society and turn a part of that into our own ministry. This woman's name is not up in bright lights anywhere, but her light is truly shining, especially to the point where she's got someone talking about her on a podcast and I've never even met. That's when you know your light is shining, when other people, perfect strangers, are now telling your story and talking about your walk. And so the words that inspire me are, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23. So tomorrow, let's talk about a little sunshine, and visit bemoments.org and share this reflection, because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's explore at least one more way we can be stewards in our everyday life.